Masechet Midot Perek Bet Mishnah He. We're going to describe the woman's courtyard in this Mishnah. It was an open area that was built east of the inner courtyard. Even though the men used this many times, women would gather here at the Simchat Bet HaShoeva on Sukkot. So therefore it was called the woman's courtyard. Mishnah says, Ezrat HaNashim Hayta Orech 135. Al Rohav Me'a Ushloshim Ve'Hamesh. The woman's courtyard was 135 amot in length by 135 amot in width on the inside of the walls. Ve'arba Leshakot Hayu Be'arba Mikso'oteha. There were four different rooms in the four corners of it. She'el Arba'im Arba'im Ama, each with a length of 40 amot from the east to west and a width of 30 amot from north to south. Ve'lo hayu mekorot. These rooms had no roof. Ve'kach hem atidim lehiot, and that's what they're going to be in the third temple as well, with no roof. Shne'emad, how did we learn this out? From a pasuk in Yehezkel. Ve'yotzi'eni el ha'chatzer ha'chitzona, ve'ya'avireni el arba'at mikso'eh ha'chatzer, ve'hine ha'chatzer b'mikso'eh ha'chatzer, ha'chatzer b'mikso'eh ha'chatzer, ve'arba'at mikso'ot ha'chatzer ha'chatzerot keturot. The prophecy Yehezkel says about the third Beit HaMikdash, that an angel brought me to the outer courtyard. The outer courtyard is the woman's courtyard of the second Beit HaMikdash. Just to understand, I mean, just in general, this Masechet, it's very good to have a picture. Maybe we'll send one in the chat. But the Azara area was to the west all the way. And this is before you get there, before you go up the stairs, the 15 steps, to get to the area near the Azara. So this is all beforehand, much more near the entrance to the Harabayit, and then there's the Soreg, like we mentioned, the wooden fence, then the hill, and then you have the woman's courtyard. And as you continue westward, you have the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach, and then you have the Azara and everything that goes on over there. So like we were mentioning, the Pasuk from Yehezkel, and the angel brought him past the four corners of the courtyard, and there was a chamber at one corner, a chamber at another corner, and at all four corners were chambers that were called keturot. Ve'en keturot ela she'enan mekorot. The word keturot means that they were not covered by a roof. The word keturot really means pillar of smoke, which we see that there was smoke in these areas, and in order for smoke to rise upwards, you need to have no fire. The first and second Beit HaMikdash were pretty much identical, but when it comes to the chambers that the builders of the second Beit HaMikdash chose, they chose to follow the design of what was going to be in the third temple. So that means that the first temple of the Beit HaMikdash, the chambers of the woman's courtyard did have a roof. So the second one replicated the third one that was going to be, Bezrat Hashem, B'mehirah Bimeinu. So the second also did not have roof on these areas. What was the role of each one of these rooms? What were they used for? The southeast chamber was the chamber of the Nezirim. The Nazir would cook their shelamim offerings over there. They would shave their hair and throw their hair under the pot where their offering was being cooked. A Nazir who takes on a vow not to drink wine, not to eat grape products, and not to cut his hair or to become Tameh Lemetim. Once his vow is completed, he comes to the Beit HaMikdash, he brings Korbanot and he cuts his hair. When his Shelamim is being cooked, the hair is cut off and it's thrown under the pot into the fire. The northeast chamber was the chamber of wood. The Kohanim who had a blemish and couldn't serve in the actual Avodah would busy themselves with the firewood to make sure that there were no wormy pieces of wood. Because any piece of wood which a worm was found in is unfit to be used on the Mizbeach, just like we can't use an animal that's blemished as a korban, a piece of wood that's blemished with the worms cannot be used on the Mizbeach. Sefonit ma'aravit He hayta lishkat mitzora'im. The northwest chamber is the chamber of the mitzora'im. Someone who has sara'at. On the eighth day of their purification, they dip in a mikveh located in this chamber over here, this room of the lishkat hamitzora'im. And they stand at the entrance of the courtyard and have the blood of the asham applied to the middle part of their right ear, the thumb of the right foot, and the big toe of the right foot. Ma'aravit denomit amar bili ezer ben Yaakov shachachti me hayta meshameshet. The southwest chamber, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, I forgot what it was used for. So all of these opinions must have been Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, but this last one, he didn't remember the purpose of it. Abba Shaul omer, sham hayu notin yayin vashemen hi haytanikret lishkat bet hashamnad. Abba Shaul says they used to keep wine and oil there. It was like a storage room, and it was called the chamber, the room of Bet Shamnaya, the chamber of the oils, because it held more oil than the wine. In the days of the second Bet HaMikdash, Hachamim noticed that there was a mixing of men and women inappropriately during the Simchat Bet HaShoeva on Sukkot. So in order to stop this from happening, Hachamim said, we need to change the design of the women's courtyard. The women's courtyard was originally built with walls that were smooth and flat, with nothing protruding from them. But then they surrounded it on the inside with a balcony that rested on ledges protruding from the walls. This was done so that the woman could watch the Simchat Bet HaShoeva from above on the balcony, while the men would watch from below. So that the men and women wouldn't mingle, they wouldn't mix together. The inner courtyard was higher than the woman's courtyard, and the two were connected by steps on the western side of the woman's courtyard. So the woman's courtyard went in to the regular inner courtyard. 15 steps went from within the woman's courtyard to the area of the inner courtyard that we called the Ezrat Israel, the Azara of Israel. This was divided into certain areas as well, this inner courtyard. Keneged 15 ma'alot shebat Tehillim. These steps correspond to the 15 chapters of the Shir HaMa'alot, the songs of steps that are in the book of Tehillim. Sha'alehen ha-Levi'im omrim ba'shir. These 15 steps the Levi'im would sing, the 15 songs during the Simchat Bet HaShoeva. The 15 rows of Levi'im stood on the 15 steps. Each row sang a different one of the Mizmorim. During the rest of the year, when Levi'im sang their songs, it was part of the daily Avodah, and they stood on the platform of the inner courtyard. Lo hayu terurot ela mukafot kahatzi gorin agula. The 15 steps weren't straight, rather they were circular, like half of a circle threshing floor, because round steps have the ability to hold more singers than the straight ones.